The Okafor living room smells faintly of incense and stale sweat. A ceiling fan ticks as it turns. 14-year-old Amara sits on the couch in an oversized sweatshirt, knees pulled tight to her chest. Her skin looks ashy. Her lips are dry. She keeps her eyes on the carpet. Her parents sit close on either side, hands locked around hers. Pastor Nduka stands near the coffee table with a Bible and a folder. School records show Amara has been absent for 3 weeks. The family calls it a deliverance. Her pediatrician reported it. No bruises, no obvious physical abuse, but Amara has lost 11 pounds and is withdrawing. When you ask plainly if she wants to be here, she barely nods and whispers, "I need this." Pastor Nduka slides a signed parental consent form toward you and cites the First Amendment. The parents insist the fasting and isolation are temporary and necessary. Your supervisor is on vacation. The on-call judge has not called back. If you leave Amara here and her health continues to decline, it is on you. If you remove her without clear physical harm, you could be accused of targeting a religious practice and lose the family's trust for good. Amara is not being hit. She is also fading in front of you. What's your call?